Amen. Glory
Yeah,
to
but
God.
I was going to stick it to you. Oh, never mind. Go on.
Yes. We're good. We're good. We're recording. Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, this is the beginning of our Bible studies. I am so excited. I really am. I'm excited to because even when I take these studies, because whenever I minister to you and teach you, I'm teaching myself. The Lord is teaching me as I teach you the Word of God. So I'm excited because we're going to begin today with identity in Christ. Because so many people do not know their true identity in Christ. And we really need to know who we are in Him in order to walk this walk. Because it's not an easy walk, but it certainly is a possible and a joyful one. As long as you walk in Christ's identity. Because He's made you a brand new person in Him. So we're going to begin by reading 2 Corinthians 5:17. So if you want to turn there. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. And if you look at this verse, it says, there's a phrase that says that any man be in Christ, and in Christ, we have a new identity. The old is gone and the new is here. You've been born again. And when we are born again through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us His name and His authority. I mean, this is powerful. God has given us His name. We become His children. He's given us power. He's given us authority. And now because He has given that to us and we are His now, we now have a legal right to power and dominion so we can represent Jesus Christ here on earth. And this is what's so beautiful about knowing your identity. Not only does He change the old nature, the old person that you were, now you become new in Him. You have a new name under Him because now you are His beloved. But not only that, now He's giving you His power. He's sharing His power with you. He's giving you authority over this earth to represent Him. And we as new believers, we ought to represent Christ well, pleasing to the Lord. And church, this is our new identity. And this is the identity, hallelujah, that God intended for us to walk in from the very, very beginning. Before we were even born, God already knew that He wanted to place His identity on mankind because of the fall. Remember, Adam fell in the Garden of Eden. Man fell in the Garden of Eden. Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. And what they did, they passed on the authority and the power that God had given to man, to Adam. They gave it away to Satan, to the enemy. And now through the blood of Jesus, through the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ at the cross, the Lord has taken that power, authority, and dominion back. But it gets better than that, because when we accept Him as Lord and Savior, now He's giving us that same power, authority, and now we have dominion over this earth. Amen. So now we have the power to say no to sin, say no to the temptation, say no to Satan, say no to the things that come against you in this world that can trip you, that can deceive you. And you can recognize this because now you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. You're a new person. You think differently now. Why? Because you have the mind of Christ. You have a new identity.
That's right.
You are made in his image and likeness. You have the spirit of wisdom. The word of God says, as Christ was, so are we in this world. As Christ is, because he's still living, so are we in this world. The same attributes that Christ walked in, it's the same ones we today have because we have been born again, and now the Spirit of the Lord lives in the inside of us. Now, I want you to turn to Psalm 139, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Amen. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4. This is what it says. And I'm reading from the MEV version. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You understand my thought from far off. You search my path and my lying down and are aware of all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it fully. You know it fully. Listen, God plan you. You're not here by mistake, okay? No one is here by mistake. God planned you. He created you, and he created you with purpose, and he knows you, and he gave you a name. If you think your name is by mistake or by chance, no. God gave your parents the name to give to you. That is your name. That is your identity in your family. Hallelujah. But let me share this with you. When people get married, amen. When people get married, amen, what happens? The woman takes on her husband's maiden, her husband's last name. So now her maiden name gets changed because she's taking on a new name. She's taking on a new identity. Now she is Mrs. So-and-so, and she's taking on the last name of her husband. So this is the same thing that happens with us. When we become God's children, we take on a new identity in him. So you, as the spouse, as the wife of a husband, you assume now, amen, the power and the legal right to represent your husband. Amen. And that's what we're doing here on earth. We are representing Christ. We are made in his image. You know, we are his people. We are his sons and daughters. The same ministry that the Lord started. Amen. That's what we're doing today. We're continuing on the ministry that he started in us. And again, you know, he knows you. We just said here, he knew you. He knew you. He understands you. He knows your thoughts. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're standing, if you're walking, God knows everything about you. And he even understands you. And many people may not understand us, but God fully understands you. Amen. And he understands your thoughts, what you're thinking, what words you're going to be saying. He knows everything because he put you together. He created you. He put you together. And he is intimately acquainted with every part of your personality, every trait, every hiccup that you may have, any quirks that you may have. God is involved in every part of your body because he is your creator. He knows what you're about. And he knows what you're going to say before you even say it. See, we can't fight that. God is God. He knows you well. Amen. Now let's go to verses 13 and 14 in the same Psalm. Psalm 139, 13 and 14. Look at what it says. It says, you brought my inner parts into being. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for you made me with fear and wonder. Marvelous are your works, and you know me completely. Did you know that God knows you completely? Yeah. And when we look at the world today, isn't the world so confused in the realm of identity? And one is because they don't realize that God created them. And you know, men are calling themselves women, and women are calling themselves men, and there's so much confusion with their identity. Why? Because they don't know God. And they don't know that God is the one that created them, men and male and female. They're just going by what the world's saying. They are being conformed to the world instead of allowing the Word of God to transform their mind to the truth of the Word of God. And let me say this, we have a creator who made us with a purpose. I have a purpose, you have a purpose. And with an identity, amen, that was not our choosing. Our identity came from him. We didn't choose it. God chose us. He called us and he gave us an identity in him. The first verse we read that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, meaning that there is a new identity in him because it comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the word of God says we are made in his image and likeness. So we as Christians, we can identify with Christ because we have his spirit living in the inside of us. Amen. And I love this. You know, your parents may not have planned you or expected you, but God planned for you to be here on earth. God created you. God loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we can't understand who we are in Christ, that means we are going to fall for a counterfeit identity of the world. And this is what we're seeing today. Again, men calling themselves females and females calling themselves males and going into relationship of the same sex. That is against the word of God. That is against God's will. He's very clear. He created men and female. But there's so much confusion in this world. And what happens is if you misunderstand the word, amen, what the world is saying, and you're not really applying the word of God to you, or at least hearken your ears to what Christians are saying, churches are saying, because they're giving you the word of God, amen. And you have to be very careful where, what church you go to, who you listen to nowadays, because there's too many pastors that are called now liberal pastors. And they are watering down the word of God. We need to be careful because our identity affects our life choices. So it's so important to know your identity is in Christ.
Amen.
And if our identity is in Christ, we will see ourselves the way God sees us and the way he does. And now, because of our identity and we know who we are in Christ, now we can make godly choices. Let me tell you, right now in this world, it's not beneficial for us to make foolish choices. We need to make godly choices. We need to hear from the Spirit of God. We need to hear from God himself so we can walk in the realm that God is walking in right now. Amen. There's an identity crisis going on right now in the world, and we know it. We hear it. And this is what happens with there's so much gender confusion right now that it's even being added to medical applications, job applications. What gender are you? And they give you all these choices. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And this is the identity confusion that's happening. It's a crisis. Amen. Hallelujah. It's for real, church. This is happening. And the enemy, let me tell you something about the enemy. The enemy wants to be you. You know why? Because we have power, we have authority, and we have dominion. He's lost all that. The only power he has is the power to deceive. That is it. So the enemy is jealous of us. He's jealous of our identity. And that's why his number one goal in this world right now is to attack your identity. And he's doing a darn good job with many, many, many people. And they're falling for his deception.
Yeah.
They really are. And the devil wants the power and authority that comes from our true identity as a child of God. So he is, let me tell you, he is jealous. And it is jealousy that motivates Satan to do what he can do in order to deceive us and confuse us about our identity. He wants to confuse us. He wants to trick us. He wants to deceive us of our true identity in Christ. He hates us. He really does. Because the reality, this is the truth. He hates us because he ain't us. Okay? He's not us. We have power and authority and dominion. He doesn't. He does not. So he doesn't like us. He actually hates us. So he will do whatever he can in his power to bring confusion about your identity, to deceive you, and he'll lie to you, and he'll oppress even other people to bring confusion into your life. And we have the power to say, no, this is what the word says. God made male and female. And when God called the marriage into being, he says, a man will marry a woman and the woman will marry a man. It's not about man marrying men, women marrying women. No, that's not the word. That's an abomination of the word of God. No, God called us men and women marry each other and be fruitful and multiply and fill the world. Be fruitful, fill the world. How? By having kids. Fill it. Let's continue on the generation and a new generation. God loves family. God loves family. God loves unity. God loves harmony. Amen. And God is present in our lives, and he's giving us this new identity, and we have to preserve our identity in Christ because it is precious.
Yes.
It is very precious. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 139, 15 to 18. We're staying in the same psalm because there's so much that the Lord is saying here. And it says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and intricately put together in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw me unformed, yet in your book all my days were written, before any of them came into being. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Remember, this is David writing these psalms. Amen. This is David talking to God. Amen. He recognized that God created him. He recognized that God gave him purpose in his life. And your life, David is saying, it's not an accident. God knew you before you were even thought about. God knew you. Your life was not by accident. God has a plan and a purpose for all of us. For all of us. This is how good God is. Amen. And when we begin to see ourselves the way God sees us, through his eyes, in his identity, when we see ourselves the way God sees us, you gotta repeat to yourself, you need to have this sunk into your body, to your mind and your spirit. It's gotta sink in. down in the inside of you that your identity is in Christ Jesus. You got to know it. You got to believe it. You got to walk in it. It has to sink in. Because when you allow this to sink in, it changes everything about you. It just changes everything. It changes how you speak. It changes your character. It changes how you dress, even dress. Amen. It just changes everything, how you parent, how you grandparent. It just changes everything about you because now you're walking in His identity. You are walking the way He sees you, and that changes everything. It really does. For many, many years, you know, wasn't until my 50s that I really began to recognize and really believe my true identity in Christ. I was, for years, I allowed my shame, I allowed my past mistakes to define who I was in this world. And even as a born-again Christian, I still went back, and it was deception from the enemy. I still went back and said, oh, man, what I did back then when I was a young adult, that was shameful. How can God give me His identity when I'm filthy, when I'm dirty, when I feel so shameful? But what I didn't know is that when God doesn't look at my failures, God doesn't look at my past, everything was done away with. When I became a new creature in Christ, everything from the past was gone, was totally erased. And that freed me. That really freed me. And then I began to, you know, I had to begin to say to myself, God says I am unique. God says I am special. God says I am the apple of His eyes. God says that I'm chosen. God says that I'm lovely. And I began to speak that to myself. So I needed those words to sink in to my system, to my mind, because my mind had to be renewed now with new thoughts, good thoughts of the way God truly saw me. But I needed to begin to see myself the way God saw me. So it didn't happen overnight, but slowly and surely, as I began to sink into the Word of God, as I began to confess and declare and decree those words over my life, I began to change. And today I know who I am. I am a daughter of the King. Amen. And my identity is fully, fully, fully in Christ Jesus, just like yours is today. Amen. So Amen. One thing we got to know, we got to begin to recognize our identity, because it's going to cause you to act differently. You become more confident. Let me tell you something. When I allowed the past, my shame, my guilt to rule my life, it was terrible, because I was acting out of that darkness, out of suffering, out of pain, out of condemnation. But when you become to recognize your identity, you begin to walk it out, and you begin to believe it, you're going to become more confident, and you're going to be less intimidated or afraid, and you begin to gain boldness. And that's what happened to me. When I began to confess those things, God says, I am A, B, C, and D, lovely, unique, chosen, beautiful, the apple of His eyes. I began to be more bold. I became to speak more boldly. I became to be more assertive. I became to be less shy, less intimidated, less afraid. I wasn't afraid to be in front of people. I wasn't afraid to pray over people. You know, I began to become more confident in myself, but in Christ Jesus, because He's the one that has helped me throughout my whole journey, my whole life. So it's like being confronted by a bully on the playground. You know, when, you know, I was bullied in middle school, so I know what that feels like. But when you get bullied, the bully loses some of the blister when he sees a parent behind you. It's standing behind you because that parent is going to protect you. Well, this is the same way with God. God is the one protecting you. God is the one standing behind you. God is the one that is for you. He is never against you. And God can defeat any enemy and any bully that tries to come against you. Amen. Because God is there for you. God is standing with you. Amen. And you gotta know who your daddy is. Amen. Because that's the one you gotta depend on. We depend on Christ. We don't depend on people. We depend on Christ. Because he's the one that's been carrying us throughout our whole life, even before we were born. Amen. Before we were made in our mother's womb, God already knew us. He already knew. He knew everything about us. Amen. But one thing I know for sure, that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is always there with you. Amen. God, we serve a good God. So we have to understand our true identity in Christ. We got to begin to walk it out. Walk in your true identity. Begin reading the word. Get the word and allow it to feed your spirit. You got to get that word in so your mind can begin to renew. Renew and change the old way of thinking, or the stinking thinking, how some people call it, and begin to be renewed by the word of God. You got to renew your mind and begin to confess, speak it out, and know that it is the word that is going to transform you. It is the word of God that begins to transform you. And you got to really dig into the word and see, what does God say about me? What is God saying about me? And then you got to begin to paint a picture. Use your imagination. Paint a picture on the inside of you of who you truly are in Christ. Paint a picture and say, this is how God sees me. Paint a picture. And when you see yourself in the mirror, you know what? Say to yourself, I am looking at Christ. Because I am made in his image. So I'm looking at Christ. I'm not looking at me. I'm looking at Christ. I'm looking at a spiritual being. I'm looking at a lovely person right now who God created, who God designed in his image. In his image. Amen. Amen. Because what happens if you don't, you know, then you're going to begin once again to conform back to the way the world, what the world says about you. And you know, the world doesn't have a lot of things, nice things to say about you. Amen. You know, I mean, there's, they speak defeat, they speak sickness, they speak failures. They're always speaking on people about being losers. I mean, you hear this in the news, you know, people are spoken down to. Well, let me tell you, people make mistakes. They're not perfect. We're not perfect. Pastors are not perfect. We make mistakes, but that doesn't change our identity. Our identity in Christ is sealed. It is sealed. Nobody can change it. Amen. Not even Christ. Once you have been sealed with the identity as a daughter or a son of Jesus Christ, it's already a done deal. Nobody can change it. Nobody. And you cannot allow anybody to change it. And do not be deceived by what the enemy tells you. You have to use the word of God as an antidote and say, no, I am this. And you begin to speak out what God says, who you are. Who are you in him? Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because the enemy is very quick to tell you, you are not who you say you are. You are a loser. You are he'll begin to speak out everything that you've done in the past and remind you of your past life. Amen. Because that's what it is. This is your past. But he begins to remind you of the things you did and the shame that you went through and the guilt that you had. But you got to remind yourself, no, that's already done away with. God doesn't remember my sins anymore. I'm a new person in Christ. His blood wash all my sins away, past, present, Amen. And future sins. And what a benefit we have with Christ. Wow. He's given us more than we could ever imagine. Amen. But this is this is the Father that we serve. So let me tell you, and every thought, any negative thoughts you may have, they are all subject to change. And the way you do it is by reading and being in the Word of God. Because your past doesn't define who you are in Christ. It will never define who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is so key for your walk in Christ. So key. So we got to remind ourselves that our identity isn't earthly. It is eternal. It is not of this world. It is not earthly. Our identity in Christ, it is eternal. Even before you were born, God had your days planned and he knew you. Our identity is a true identity in Christ, and it has been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I want to go to the book of the Gospel of John in 10:10. The Gospel of John 10:10. And this is what it says. It says, the thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I came, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, I came that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Since the beginning of time, the enemy has tried and tried and tried to intervene in the realm of identity. And as we all know, when we look back at Genesis in chapter 3, we've all known about Adam and Eve. I mentioned it before, when they were in the garden, the fall happened because Satan deceived Eve into believing a lie. And the enemy's still doing that today to us, to Christians.
Right.
He's coming against us. He's still trying. He's trying, unless you give in to that try, but he's trying to deceive us by believing a lie. And the way he did it with Eve, he says, but for her was believing the lie that if she ate the fruit, she would become like God. Amen. But she was already like God. So that was a big deception for Eve. So she fell because, listen, we are already like God. We were made in his image. And Eve was created in God's image. And so are we, right? So she didn't need to do anything to become any more like God because she was already like God. Amen? So that was a big deception. Eve didn't even have a first-hand account of the things that Adam did. Remember, I believe in the Word of God, it says that God spoke to Adam first. So Adam knew that he was not supposed to eat of the fruit, but Eve didn't really know, and that's why she fell. But Adam, everybody blames Eve, but really God was the first one to talk to Adam. Amen. So she really didn't have a full account of what God had told Adam. So she was like she was fully deceived by Satan, in other words. So, and that's why she was able to be deceived. So, but we as Christians, as believers of Christ, we need to have a firsthand account of our identity in Christ. It is so important that you know who you are in Christ. And we need at all costs to avoid the enemy from being able to deceive us out of it. You got to know who you are in Christ, bottom line. You have to know your identity. Otherwise, you will be fooled. You will fall. You will be deceived. And we cannot, church, we cannot allow our identity to be formed by the opinions of other people or anything that is outside of the Word of God. We have to be mindful. We have to be very, very careful. Amen. We got to guard our hearts. Yeah. We got to protect our identity. We are Christ's representers and representatives. We are his soldiers. Amen. So we gotta remember that the whole thing that happened in the Garden of Eden, that fall, happened because Eve put more trust and confidence in the words of the serpent than she did in the word of God. Amen. She trusted what the enemy said, what Satan said, rather than trusting the word. So we need to also be careful. We need to put our trust in God no matter what. We cannot listen to the lies of the enemy. This is why it's so important for us to know the word of God, know the nature of God, amen, and know him. Know him. The way you get to know God is by reading his word. You got to read his word. You got to know the word. So, because when we begin to listen to lies, then when you begin to listen to lies, then you become engaged with those lies, and they're coming at you, and what they're doing, they're coming against your true identity in Christ, and it's going to rob you from your power, your authority, and your position in Christ Jesus. And this is what the enemy wants. He wants to rob you. This is why he came. He came to kill, steal, and rob you. Amen. Because he's jealous of you. Because he wants what you have. And he can never have it. He's already defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's defeated. He's under our feet, church. Hallelujah. So our true identity is, listen, it's not a program. It is something that God gave us for real. We are his children. Nothing can change that. This is the position that you have to take, and you have to stand on it. Your identity in Christ is in Christ Jesus, and in Christ Jesus alone. It's not in man. It's not in your past. Your identity is not from your parents. Your identity is in Christ Jesus. And when you know your identity, it becomes a revelation of your position. What is your position right now in Christ? Well, for one, you should know your identity by saying, I am a disciple of Christ. I am a son or a daughter of Christ. I know my position. I have power. I have authority. Amen. I have dominion over the enemy now. Amen. I am loved by Christ. I am standing righteously with Christ. He's given it to you. He's given us a standing position in Christ, in Christ Jesus. We were moved from being a child of darkness. We were moved into becoming a child of light. Amen. In 1 Peter, I'm gonna read this in 1 Peter 2:9, and I'm reading from the New King James. It says here that, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Wow. He pulled you out from that dark pit and brought you into his palace, his favor.
It's funny, I was thinking of that.
Amen, yes.
In my mind, that scripture.
So he brought you out from that pit into the palace, amen. And this is a truth that is only received by faith. Remember, the word of God says that we ought to walk by faith, and not by sight, not by what we see. And the word also says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So this revelation right here, that you are a chosen one, that you are a royal priesthood, that you are a holy nation, this is a revelation from the word of God. And this is how you have to see yourself. This is your identity in Christ Jesus. Amen. And you got to receive this truth by faith. By faith. Amen. Because this is your true identity. In Colossians, let's go there. Colossians 1:13. Look at what the word says. The word says, He, the Lord, has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Amen. We remember John 3:16. For God so loved the world, right? That He gave, right? He gave His only begotten Son. So this scripture is saying that we were that He conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Talking about Christ Jesus, right? You have changed addresses. Now you have become a child of the King. Amen. So even your address changed. Hallelujah. Now we have to spend the time, like I said before, to renew our minds to the Word of God to gain the revelation of our true identity. And again, we're talking about, we're reading verses, we're speaking about your identity in Christ. You were created new. You were chosen. You were called. You were brought from the darkness into the light. Come on. Amen. My Lord, you're walking now in the promises of God, and you can walk now in the promises of God to the degree that you understand your identity, that you can understand your power, that you can understand your position in Christ Jesus. This is who we are today. We have identity, we have power, we have position, we have dominion, we have authority in Christ Jesus, because we are His sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And you know, when we look at scripture, right, you know, we can think of a person that had an identity crisis. And that is Moses. Moses had an identity crisis. Amen. This is really interesting. Moses is the man who led the children out of Egypt and performed many miracles. But Moses was born a Hebrew slave. Amen. And he was born a Hebrew slave so he could understand the identity crisis in the Egyptian world. Amen. Remember, he was born of a Hebrew slave, but he was raised in an Egyptian home. Amen. And to keep, this is God ordained. This is God ordained. To keep Moses from being killed by the Egyptians as a baby, she, the mother, set him in a basket, put him in a basket, and put him in the Nile River, and Pharaoh's daughter, amen, picked him up, adopted him as her own, and he was raised in the Egyptian home of Pharaoh. Amen?
Yep.
But look how good God is, that then Moses' mother was hired, paid wages to raise Moses. So not only did Moses' mom had to give up her child because they, you know, the king wanted all the male borns killed. Amen.
No.
But look at how God changed things around to her favor. She gave him up, put him in that river, but yet God turned it around for her good, because she became one the hired a nursing mom to nurse Moses as he was growing up. Amen. So Moses' mother was hired to raise Moses. And he knew he was born a slave. Moses knew he was born of a slave, but he was raised by the Egyptian royal family. And as a result of his identity crisis, because he had a crisis, he ended up murdering an Egyptian for beating up a Hebrew slave. Amen. He was very confused at the time. Amen. There was a true identity crisis in Moses. But thank God that God God made him see, no, you've been called. You know, you're not a mistake. I have a purpose for you. And God gave him a great purpose, and he led the people out of Egypt. They were in bondage. He led them out. So if anybody had an identity crisis, it was Moses. But God turned that to his favor. God turned what the enemy meant for evil, and he turned it around for his good. And look at what it did. It delivered the Israelites from slavery, from being in bondage in Egypt. And God opened up that Red Sea. Amen. Because Moses was willing to do and obey the Lord in that way. Amen. And God delivered the people of Israel, amen, into the promised land, because they eventually got to the promised land. It took them a while, but they got there, because God never returns back on his promises. Doesn't matter how long it takes. God always fulfills what he has said. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we have identity in Christ. Amen. And I want to tell you three things, three steps that we can stand on, so you can really believe who you truly are in Christ. You got to know who you are in Christ. Your identity is key to your walk in Jesus Christ. So there's three steps here. And one of them, we need to understand, and I put myself in here, amen, because God is teaching me today also. But we need to understand our identity and know what the Word says about us. We got to be in the Scriptures. We gotta read about what is it, God? What are you saying to me? Who am I in you? Like, ask the Lord and let him show you in the Word who you are in him. Let him identify in Scripture who you are, what he says about you. Because we as believers and sons and daughters of Christ, we need to understand our identity in Christ in order to fulfill the plans that he has for us right now, right here, right now on earth. Amen. Another step that you need to take in order to stand in your identity, we have to put our faith in our identity. In other words, we got to believe what God says about us. It's not enough knowing what the Word or what God says about us, but now you have to you got to believe what the Word says about you, what God says about you. If he called you lovely, if he called you chosen, you got to say, yes, I am chosen. I am lovely. And God says, you are a priest. God says, you were taken from the dark, from darkness, and you were brought into the light. So now you are light. You are the light of the world. Everything that God says about you in Scripture, you need to put faith in your identity and believe what God is saying about you. And another thing, you got to determine which call you're going to answer. Because now you can know that you're a child of God. But are you answering the call to a broken identity, to your old identity, to your thinking identity, the way I was? Or are you answering the call to the true identity in Jesus that you have today? Which call are you going to answer? You have to determine in your heart that you will answer to God that you are a true identity in him, that your identity is in Christ and not in man. Your identity is in Christ and not in your past. The past doesn't define your identity. Christ defines your identity. And when you begin to start agreeing with your true identity, let me tell you something. Power is released, and when power is released, authority follows. Amen. So know your identity in Christ Jesus and allow the Lord to mold you to do whatever he needs to do. Amen. But stand in your identity in Christ. Stand. Understand who you are. Put faith in your identity and answer the call of God by standing and who says you are in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Any questions?
Well, I have a few things that have been going through my mind, but the one on 1 Peter 2:9.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Our identity and who we are.
Yes.
So when we see that, he says, he told us that we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. So I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood, right?
Yes.
I am a holy nation.
Yes.
And I am his special people. I am special to him.
Yes.
So, okay, so that's why when you were, you know, saying all these things, this scripture kept coming up in my spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Because, and then you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to that, you know, and then, you know, we were his own special people. For what? So that we could proclaim his praises.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right? Yeah. Why? Because he called us out of darkness. He called us out of that darkness. And again, my identity in Christ, I know who I am in Christ.
Yes.
But also, when he, you know, he took us out of that, you know, gave us back our right standing, gave back to us what we were originally. Who we were originally.
Exactly, until Adam messed it up.
you know, exactly. So that now we're not of Adam, but we are of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So all these things were just, you know, you're saying all these things, and my mind is going.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
and it's true, because when we were born again, you know, a scripture says, I believe, 1 Corinthians 6:11, we're not going to go there, but that scripture tells us that when we're born again, we are washed, right? We are made holy, and we become justified, made righteous before God. Amen. And this is our true identity. We are holy. You know, the Lord says, be holy for I am holy. So that means we can walk in holiness, because God's given us that right, that privilege, because we are his. We have his identity, and no one can take it away from us. And we have right standing with Christ. I mean, it
and you know what?
Doesn't get better than that.
We are Christ.
Amen.
We are Christ, because we are his. We have Christ here on this earth.
Yes, yes.
Right now. And so, you know, and we're representing him.
Yeah, we are God with a small g.
We're God in this world. We are who God has already. I mean, when he put Adam and Eve here.
Yeah.
And you know, with all the power, we had all the power. They had all the power. They had everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing. Until she fell for the lie.
Exactly.
The deception, you know,
mm-hmm.
which we see, like we said, we see happening now. So people are being so deceived, so being led in a way that, you know, sometimes their minds are being reprobated.
Exactly.
It's a reprobated generation.
Yes. And now, with our identity, we are joined to Christ as one, one spirit.
As one.
One spirit, amen. Hallelujah. One spirit with him.
And that's, yes.
One spirit with him, amen.
All I know is that, who am I? I don't know if you remember the song which says, I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I am his and he is mine.
That's right.
That's an awesome, awesome song.
Yes.
Again, that's our identity. I know who I am. You know why? Because, you know, I am his and he is mine.
That's
who I am.
That's it. That's it.